What have you done now?
Oh my God, you're my dreamboat for sure.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to this beautiful, beautiful, fake Monday morning here on the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on Domeonda. Yeah, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm excited. We have another show this week. I hope you enjoyed last week's show with the Soup Nazi, Larry Thomas. Larry was great, man. He was one of those, like I said, I think I was only expecting to have him for like 15, 20 minutes. And we went like an hour and change. And shout out to my guy, Cedric Duplashane, for joining me for that one. It was awesome. That was Cedric's first ever acting gig, was on Seinfeld. And then all these years later, we got to come all back together and relive those moments. So thank you to all who supported that. This week on the show, here's the thing, guys. I know sometimes I get an interview and I am really excited about it, right? A lot of the times it's somebody like Jim Belushi, it's like Larry Thomas, it's like any of these people, Joey Fatone, right? Any of the people who I've had on or are going to have on in the future, I get excited about certain people. And I was excited about this one today, but I know it's really going to be a good interview. I know people are really going to be excited about it. When my girl friend, the Float, the finest lady of all time, and my mother, when they pop, you know, because we have a little group text, and I'll say, hey, guess who I'm having on this week? And then, boom, I'll send it to them. And if they react with great jubilation, then I know I have a pretty awesome guest. And this week, it's one of those. Jesse James Decker joins me this week on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And the thing about this is I've actually been a fan of Jesse for a while. When I say fan, I mean it sincerely, because I remember, and I say it in the interview, it was like 09, 2010, something like that. I was watching MTV at the time because that's what you did when you were 17, 16, however old I was. And I saw they used to have these little scene breaks. So when they were bumping in and out of commercial, they would have like a little artist spotlight. And one of the artist spotlights one time was Wale. That's the first time I remember hearing about Wale. And then the other one, I remember it was Jessie James. That was her name. And she was promoting a single called Wanted. And I got to say, she stuck out to me as a young man because I was like, whoa. All right, yeah, I'm a country fan, and I'm a big fan, right? And then the music was good. The music was real good. And then I didn't really hear much because I was off doing other things and I had other interests. I wasn't in that MTV world. I wasn't listening to a lot of new music. I was listening just to my favorite artists, and I'm a big hip-hop guy, so I was listening to mainly rap and not a lot of new country. The country I was listening to was like Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Willie Nelson, a lot of those, Roger Miller, a lot of the older acts. And so I kind of fell out of that. And then there was this reality show that my girlfriend was watching all the time, The Float was watching, and The Float would tell me about it all the time, and it was a show about Jesse James Decker and a woman who had now grown up from being just Jesse James, gotten married, had a great career, and continues to have a great career in country music, and then she married football star Eric Decker. And it was a reality show about their life. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember Jesse James. I remember this girl because I remember from back in the MTV days. So anyway, my girlfriend started watching it. The Float started watching it. And she was really into it. And then when Jesse announced that she was having a cookbook coming out, The Float pre-ordered it immediately. And then it was, I don't know, 4 or 5 days later, I got the email that Jesse was going to come on the show. And I was like, oh, okay, this is awesome. And I was really excited to talk to her also because she worked with one of the greatest Texans in the history of Texas. One of, if not the greatest professional wrestler of all time. Give me a hell yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin. They did Redneck Island together. And I had to ask her about that, ask her about the book, ask her how Eric's doing post-football retirement, and all those great things. And then I saw, after this interview aired, on the air, I saw that Jesse's cookbook that we're going to be talking about debuted at number one in all books on Amazon. Every book, not just cookbooks. Like, I had a number one bestseller in my category. Jesse James has a number one bestseller in all books. It beat the Bob Woodward book about the president. It beat all kinds of things. She's number one. And now, so we have the author of the number one book in the nation joining us right now on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. She is Jessie James Decker.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
And she joins you right now to talk about her new cookbook, excuse me, Jessie James Decker. Jessie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited to talk to you because you are a big presence down here in the South. I'm right here in Houston, Texas. You're a big presence in the South, but you're also a big presence in my life. My girlfriend loves you. My mother loves you. I feel like I know everything there is to know about you already. But I'm excited that you got a cookbook out because it's, but first of all, the title is awesome. What a great title. Tell me where the title came from.
Oh, man. You know, I just felt like I have always known I wanted to call it Just Feed Me, even when my first book, Just Jessie, was out. Just because it's so accurate. I feel like it's blunt, it's honest, it's real. That is just what we say in my house. It's Just Feed Me, I'm hungry. So it was the perfect thing. The perfect title. And to be honest, I kind of had a lot of pushback regarding that title. They weren't sure about it. And they kept trying to get me to come up with another title. And I was headstrong. And I was like, no, this is the title of this book. There is no other title that is going to be as good. So thank you for saying that. I worked hard on it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think sometimes, you know, and you being an artist outside of just being a cookbook writer now, you know, you being in music, you know, when something feels right, you just got to go with it no matter what anybody says.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go with your gut. And if you feel that strong about something, don't give up. And that is one I felt strong about. I'm like, no, I know this in my heart. This is the right title.
Why was right now the time to come out with the cookbook? Is this something that was inspired during, you know, maybe the quarantine time, or is this something that you've wanted to do for a while?
I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. You know, I've been working on the book for a year, so it's been a year in the making. Luckily the timing was right, you know, being in quarantine and everyone's at home cooking. So I think I got lucky with the timing, but I've always wanted to make a cookbook. Just because I love being in the kitchen. I love sharing recipes. I love helping people. And I think what separates my book from others is I don't want to intimidate you with these recipes. I want you to make these recipes. And I'm not throwing out these, you know, recipes that have rabbit and quail. Like I've got real food in my kitchen that I'm cooking up that I know, you know, it's going to be easy for you to make in your kitchen. And I want us to feel like we're doing it together. And that's exactly how I made my book.
So I wrote a book that came out earlier this year, and when I was going through the editing process, sometimes you got to take out things that you really love just to make the narrative fit a little bit more. For you, when you were writing the cookbook, were there recipes that you had to leave on the cutting table, if you will?
No, actually, there was none. And congrats on your book coming out. That's amazing. But no, there was one recipe that I almost didn't put, just because I felt like it was too weird. And that is the peanut butter bacon appetizer. I almost cut it, like literally last minute. I was just like, I feel like people are going to think it's weird and they're not even going to try it. What is the point? But then I decided to just leave it in there to see, you know, just in case there's some adventurous folks out there that really wanted to give it a shot.
But, you know, when people hear peanut butter bacon, they might think that this is really a down south home cooking type cookbook, which there are elements of that. But you also have recipes that are, you know, for people who are, maybe want to live a healthier lifestyle and a fit lifestyle, right?
Yeah. So this book is a variety book. There is a little something in there for everybody. I have a healthy chapter. I have kid friendly chapter. I have appetizers, cocktails. I mean, honestly, anything and everything you can think of, I got it in there. Because I wanted a variety of something in there for everybody. I wanted everyone to have something that they could relate to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's nice. Variety is the spice of life, and I guess it's also the spice in the kitchen. Now, I'm down here in Houston, Texas, and I'm a proud Texan. We like our Mexican food. We like our barbecue. What is something in the cookbook that me as a proud Texan would really love to enjoy cooking and eating?
Well, you're the perfect person to talk to being in Houston then, because my family lived in, San Antonio for a couple of years, and then my parents ended up in New Braunfels for a couple of years. So we fell in love with Tex-Mex, and so there's a lot of Tex-Mex recipes in the cookbook. I've got a Tex-Mex casserole. I have enchiladas. I have these nachos. I have breakfast tacos, which is a huge thing in Texas. I mean, the list goes on.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to have to check all those out. We're going to have to cook them together, me and my girlfriend. Now, your husband, Eric, retired recently. Obviously, he was a talented football player. He played for many different teams. How has it been like him being dad now and being at home so much?
He loves it. You know, this is what he wanted. You know, he really wanted it, and he's loving every minute of it. You know, he's helping to coach the T-ball team for our middle child. He's super dad, and it's been amazing, and he's so happy doing this.
So there's never a time where he, you know, maybe y'all are talking in the kitchen over, you know, one of the meals that you're cooking, and he says, you know, I really want to get back out there on the gridiron.
No, but I'm the one asking him that, going, are you sure you don't want to just play one more year? Like, you could go back. You can do it. He's so in shape. And still just so amazing. I mean, he's the healthiest he's ever been in his entire life. And I tell him that. He goes, yeah, because I'm not playing football. That's why I'm the healthiest. He's like, I'm not getting surgery. I'm not breaking anything. I'm like, all right.
You got a point there. You got a point.
All right.
Now you've done a lot of stuff outside of just your show that a lot of people know you from, and, of course, your music. You hosted a show with somebody who I absolutely love. So down here in Houston, obviously Texas is a big sports state, a big wrestling state too. And you got to host a show with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Steve Austin. Yes.
Tell me about working with Stone Cold.
Oh, I love him. He was so great, so professional, so kind, humble, down to earth, the greatest guy ever. Like, honestly, he was the greatest person. And so it was just such a joy to work with him.
Were you a wrestling fan prior? Were you aware of who he was?
I was aware because we had it on growing up. It was so big during the 90s, you know. So I remember seeing him, but I wasn't obviously personally a fan. I'm a girl, so I just wasn't into it. But I definitely, everyone knows who Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I remember watching that show, and it just like looked like it was so much fun to be out there and doing all the crazy stuff that y'all were doing. It was Redneck Island, right? Yeah, Redneck Island. So I really enjoyed
it. That was a fun show.
Yeah. Any hopes of that coming back?
I don't think so. I haven't heard, but, you know, I loved it. I thought it was so much fun and so enjoyable, and I really liked all the contestants. They were like the coolest people. Like, they picked some really good people to be on that show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd love to see it come back. Now, I first heard of Jesse James at the time back. It must have been, I don't know, 08, 09, somewhere around there. MTV used to have these little things when they go to commercial and they're coming back. They had like a feature spotlight. And one time you were the feature spotlight singing a song called Wanted, I remember. And that was the first time I heard of you. Did you ever think that the music career would lead to so many other things? Was that always the goal, to be able to do cookbooks, television shows, and all this?
I've always wanted to be a singer. Like, ever since I was a little girl, I was drawing myself singing at the Grand Ole Opry. Like, I, for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a singer and an artist. Like, that was my dream. And it's one of those wild things where your dreams take you places you never thought you'd go. I never thought I would be doing all the things that I'm doing, like a cookbook. Never thought that would happen. But I'm grateful. You know, it's been a wild ride, and I wouldn't have it any other way, you know?
Absolutely. Now, the cookbook is called Just Feed Me, the greatest title in the history of cookbooks. I'm not just saying that. I loved it as soon as I heard it. We know it's out now. People can get it. Why should they get the book? What's the one reason, Jesse James Decker, why should they get Just Feed Me?
Because these recipes are easy. I have this thing called quick stamps, and those are little stamps that mean you can whip these recipes up in less than 20 minutes. So if you are a gal on the go, or you don't have a lot of time, and a guy on the go, and you don't have a lot of time to be whipping up a big gourmet meal for an hour, and you don't want to drive through, you know, McDonald's for the day, you can whip this thing up in less than 20 minutes and have a fabulous meal. They are easy and delicious, and they will just warm your bellies up.
I appreciate you joining the show. That is Jesse James Decker. Get the new cookbook, Just Feed Me. It's available. Go get it. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you for joining us this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?